right around the country. It is the Jimmy and Nash Show. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Nathan, did you get the round of applause ready for two of Australia's biggest musical superstars?
Is that one of them. The intro, by the way?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it now. Look, can you shut up?
Right, there's two of you.
Shut your
mouth. Where's the sizzle reel?
See, oh, don't you start.
Please sizzle for us.
Who thought it was a good idea to put these two
together? Both of them together.
The grill is on and I hear nothing. I'm waiting for...
I've set up all the sound and stuff downstairs and that's the sizzle
reel. We were polite. We didn't talk when you performed. Say about you. No,
I think the courtesy. I think we might have talked when they performed.
That's fair.
Good to see you guys. See you later.
Guys, Sebastian, Sam Fisher.
Antidote. Listen.
Look, we had this whole long thing.
This city.
Oh, God, read it.
This city.
Or actually, last time we had Sam Fisher on, we made him read his own intro. So guess what? You guys can do it again.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you want to read mine? I'll read yours.
All right.
I don't know how it's broken up, so good luck.
Right. Yeah, they can just switch over somewhere in between.
There's the first and the second.
So, Guy, you do the first two paragraphs,
please,
and then you hand it to...
get the round of applause ready for two of Australia's biggest musical superstars. I'm excited about this. The first rose to prominence with his breakout single, This City. You know it. You love that song. We all do. In 2019, where's the song... hang on.
Where the song's touching
lyrics. Soul-stirring... Hang on, let me do... You can cut
this.
You're
going to
edit this.
It's hard.
You're
going to
edit this.
I'm not editing anything. Yeah.
Hang on. The first rose to prominence with his breakout single, This City, in 2019, where the song's touching lyrics and soul-stirring vocals drew widespread acclaim and propelled him into the international music scene with a voice that effortlessly blends power and vulnerability.
Beautiful.
His signature style encompasses elements of pop, soul, and R&B, not to mention a chocolatey, dulcet tone in there, resulting in a unique and emotionally charged sound.
Pass the paper over.
No,
the second is a singer, a songwriter.
That's it. the second is a singer.
The second is a singer, a songwriter, a producer, multi-instrumentalist, and multi-platinum ARIA award-winning artist who has enjoyed a trajectory unlike many others. He is the only Australian male artist in Australian chart history to achieve 6 number one singles.
Whoa.
Has achieved 1 billion worldwide streams. And has sold over 7 million units worldwide.
Mm.
This incredible duo.
This is turning to ABC.
We're done here.
We need to talk about the song. Incredible duo is joining forces for their new single Antidote. Stream it, buy it, download it, do whatever you want with it.
Okay, here's one thing I've learned is, geez, it must be annoying when you guys sit through those intros from us all the time.
No, but you guys do it well.
Yeah. It's amazing. Here you go. You guys do it now.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
That will redo it again.
I think your listeners are done with the sizzle. I think they're ready to move on.
If you heard me, I was doing it all right. Yeah. It's hard. Guys stumble. This is my job. You
radio
know what I mean?
Is very difficult.
It's difficult.
There was a segment where the two hosts left and just had me...
Try
and take over, and it was live, and there was a call with like an ex-prime minister. Like, I had no producer, no notes, nothing. It was awful. I was like,
that's mad.
Hi, Tony Abbott.
Do you still
doing the budgie smuggler thing? I literally just did not know what to say.
Budgie smuggler thing. Yeah. Hey, Guy, I know we've spoken to you about Antidote before, but I want to hear it from you as well, Sam.
You didn't mention Sam, though. You just said it was all you.
Yeah.
Like, you sort of came up with it, and he got sort of slapped on at the end.
Well,
you actually just said it was all, you never mentioned Sam once.
We didn't know it was on the track, yeah.
No. Mm. Well, I mean...
Antidote, Afterthought, sound the same, I get it.
He did very little to make this the hit that it is. Very little.
Sam, what was it like when Guy asked you to come to his home studio? Was that how do you ask somebody to come to your home studio and record?
Do you think he was making a move?
Was that weird? It was weird that it was 1 a.m. too.
It was the call I'd been waiting for my entire life.
Yeah.
No, look, in all seriousness, it was sick. I mean, I've been publicly saying for the last couple months that it was Guy that slid into my DMs, but it wasn't.
We fact-checked that.
In fact, check that.
Find the original DM?
Well, see, no, actually what it was, Guy followed me in like 2020.
Yeah.
And I played it as cool as possible and 7 seconds later followed him back. And then he didn't message me. I was waiting for that. So then he posted a video of him singing. I was like, you better sing.
I was going to message. It's just I saw how quickly you'd follow back and I went, oh, that's a bit weird. Like, it's a bit much.
It's going really poorly for me.
We followed Guy years ago when we were doing Hobart Breakfast, and then it was when we got national. Guy went, I'm going to give him the follow back now.
Yeah.
So you played it
quite hard to get the follow back.
Yeah.
It is. I've got to
never had to experience that.
Yes.
No, that's true.
You can't be out regionally somewhere where no one's listening. Yeah. Why do I care about your lives?
And the weird thing is, halfway through this interview, he just unfollowed us again.
You're in Malulabar somewhere.
Not Malulabar.
To 15 people. No.
No. The big people for Guy Sebastian.
How was filming the film clip as well? Because you went and did that as well over in the US.
The film clip is an interesting story because we actually filmed an entire music video that we scrapped in Sydney. And the intention was there. The story and the concept was there. It's just the execution just...
Did Guy take you on a golf course or did he take you on a golf course?
It was more like the jungle of...
I think it was my fault. I'm going to put my hand up and say it was kind of my fault. Like, because I think, you know, when I first started in the biz...
in the biz.
I mean, it was different time, you know, for Aussie artists. And there used to be... I mean, I'll be straight up. There used to be budget to make videos and now... I guess the focus on a music video isn't as much. You know, there's so much on social media and content and other things that people digest, you know, whereas back in the day, if you weren't on video hits and you'd had some visual to your song, it was kind of like weird. Mm-hmm. But so I had this idea and it was a narrative-based video because I wanted it to be powerful. I spent, you know, 9 months on this song, just slowly painting brushstrokes on this tune, sending Sam.
It wasn't his email. He turned to me in the studio the other day and he goes, hey, I sent you this version of this city, this arrangement to do it because we played at War for War the other week.
Yeah.
You didn't like it, did you? And I was like, what? What? You didn't send me anything. And he goes, I said, what email are you sending it to?
Wrong email.
Oh, he sent it to Isla Fisher.
Yeah. Yes.
He just made up an email. It wasn't mine.
Sending it to Adam Fisher.
Where did you get that from?
It was...
Just sent it to Fisherman's
Sam
friend.
Sam.Fisher at gmail. Yeah. It wasn't it.
That's literally the email he was sending it to.
But
it wasn't bouncing back. So someone has had a look
and there was a lot of emails being sent to Sam.Fisher. So sorry, Sam, out there.
Sometimes out there going, geez, Guy Sebastian's keen. I don't even remember his singer.
13-10-60 if you're Sam Fisher, you're going to get emails from Guy Sebastian.
He's gone.
He really wants to lead you out.
Someone please call him.
Who is this?
Oh, boys. My wedding photos came in. Got married a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Guy actually sung my wedding vows, Sam.
I did.
And he improved them a lot. So,
sweet.
Actually, do you want to hear him? This is what Guy did for us, or did for me, to improve my wedding vows last time he was in here.
Meg, there is no one in the world that exists like you. Remarkable in so many ways. It's why every day I fall more in love with you. Give me more and more reasons to stay. Make me laugh. You eat as much as me. You're the one I tell everything to. The one who makes me feel better when I'm down. You're the one who gives me strength in everything I do.
You see, no, that was on the spot.
It's giving Brian McKnight.
It was guitar. It was on your phone.
He did GarageBand on his phone.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of splice
loops. Oh, did you?
Phenomenal.
It's so good.
Yeah, and then I played it for Meg, and she goes, why didn't you do that for the wedding? And I was like, I can't f- sing.
I think she meant
the day before
get
your wedding.
Guy out. Oh, she wasn't asking you to sing.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
I love that. That's what he took it as. Yeah.
Why didn't you do that for my wedding?
What she meant.
You would have sounded just as good. Why didn't you do that?
No, she was saying, why didn't Guy come out? Sorry.
Yeah. She wanted me to sing it. No, that explains.
I know
you
haven't spent your 10,000 hours doing what Guy does, but no, you come out and sing it that well.
Are you always going to do, because like, you know, we get chat a lot of artists and you've both collaborated with other people, but there seems to be this like genuine friendship. Like you guys seem to get along really well. Plan to do more stuff?
Yeah.
Have you had that conversation yet or not?
Well, definitely, yeah. I definitely want to write a lot with Sam.
100%. We've been talking about
a lot.
Sessions all over the world, actually.
Yeah.
Did it surprise you? Like when you hung out, you're like, oh, we're actually good mates. This is easy.
I mean, yeah.
No. You know what? No, because I've been following him for a while. And you know when you follow someone and normally it makes you a bit of a weirdo when you go, like, you know when people say, you know what, me and Channing Tatum would just be such good friends, you know? And you're like,
okay. Whatever, guy.
But I was following Sam and I was like, he just seems like one of my dudes, like one of my mates. And
I think it was very, like, quickly obvious that, like, I know, you know, when you meet people and you're like, oh, like, you're in my, like, tribe as a human. You're just like, it's just like, we kind of bounce back and forth. And I think, like, as songwriters, like, the real indication of being comfortable with someone is being able to say, no, that's a shit idea.
Yeah.
In the studio.
And not be offended.
Welcome to this radio show.
I think that any successful thing, like Nathan pitched something like that, that's just shit.
Yeah. Like asking Guy Sebastian to sing my vows. Hey, boys, speaking of, you know, the band that you guys are forming, I think we're workshopping a name at the moment.
Fishing
for a guy or something like
fishing
that.
Fishing for a guy.
Something like that.
We were thinking, that might be a TV show. Farmer Wants a Wife. Fisher Wants a Guy. But all we've had recently is Gam.
Fished at first guy.
Fished at first guy.
I don't mind that. That's
pretty good.
Tentatively lock it in.
The bells.
The bells are back.
Two guys, one mic.
One guy.
Well, actually, I did see something. I think it was on your Instagram this morning, Guy. You two doing impressions of each other. Was that a planned thing?
Oh, yeah. At the start of the... I was wearing...
As soon as he puts my glasses on, he becomes another person.
Guy, do your best version of Sam Fisher.
Oh.
Hey, it's me, Sam Fisher.
It's got to have... it's his tone that I can't get.
It's a bit gravelly.
It's the dulcet.
Yeah.
Guys, like, you're very open every word, like, at the end of every word.
I've just learned how to speak.
We've done this song, Antidote.
Well, Sam, write a reply. You do your best Guy Sebastian.
Good stuff.
It's tough. Yeah. I wrote Antidote and Sam.
Is Guy slow?
You know? Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
I'm trying to get in there.
That was like a mix of Forrest Gump and me. It's like, I'm not a smart
man. Hey, Jim, guess what? We just kept our radio show. Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher, we love you, boys. Thank you so much. Antidote, go and get the track. It's an absolute banger, boys. Until next time, we love you both. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you.